Wave Radio.
Hey, this is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves, Gary Rants and Raves from the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which we are here at ISE 2016 in the Kramer booth. We are podcasting live in the Kramer booth, joined again by Joel Rollins. Hey, Joel, how are you?
Hey, Gary, I'm having a great show. Feet are a little tired. Having a good show.
Yeah, both of us are tired, although it is only day two. We are halfway through day two, and we're going to do the same thing we did yesterday on day one, and that is halfway through the show day. And then again at the end of the day, we're going to pick the one product that we saw that half of the day that impressed us most. So I want you to pick yours first. What was yours?
It's not an AV product. It's a robot security guard. It was in the Mitsubishi booth, and it's phenomenal. It's an autonomous robot. It senses whether things have moved, whether things have changed. If people enter, it has cameras that can relay pictures. But the important thing is it doesn't fall asleep, it doesn't go outside for a cigarette, and it can't be bribed.
Right, so this thing basically you set up as a security guard, and I believe you told me that their clients are paying like $8 an hour to deploy this.
Right. Well, €8, it was what, $90 an hour? No.
Yeah, not quite. But so then what they're doing is instead of having a human, which is where most of that happens, which is kind of an inside job, right? I mean, that's what you're saying.
In a lot of cases, I mean, when I'm thinking about show sites and exhibits and trade shows, every time I've lost gear, it's been because somebody fell asleep, or in one case, because a security guard actually helped two people take down a whole bunch of LCD displays and put them in a truck because they were wearing shirts from my company.
Right, so they thought they... Yeah.
They thought they worked for us. In fact, I had to explain to them that we passed those shirts out to freelancers all over the place. So anyway, we never did catch them. It was a big loss, but it was because the guy made a decision to be helpful.
Right, so in this case, the security robot
would not have let them go. It basically would have sat there beeping and calling me to say, there are people in the booth, should I let them be?
So this was inside the Mitsubishi booth.
Correct.
So you shot a video on this, right?
I shot a video on it and an interview, which is up on the site now.
So you can go on the ravepubs.com/ISE2016
and search for robot.
Yeah, search for robot and you'll see it. So mine is a company, Joel. I was walking around the audio hall, just kind of wandering around, looking for new things, and I discovered this company that a lot of people may not have even heard of. It's called Tutondo, which is T-U-T-O-N-D-O. They're an Italian company. You can check them out at tutondo.com. But what's cool about them, Joel, is that they started as a whole house audio distribution company, but their products are professional grade, so you can use them as distributed audio products. They are amazing looking. Aesthetically, they look totally different than anything you've ever seen before. A lot more creative, quality products.
They've gotten almost banging old, some look to them.
Yeah, they do have you're sitting over and flipping through the catalog here. It's amazing. But they also, so this company has a kind of an interesting, they do one end of the audio spectrum all the way to the other end with nothing in the middle. It's kind of funny. So they do this whole house distribution stuff, which you can also use in commercial applications. And then on the other end, all the way on the other spectrum, and again, they don't make any of the middles stuff. They don't like make meeting room audio systems or classroom audio systems. But what they do is emergency security system level audio, which means, you know, when you have to make announcements in the case of security announcements to get people to evacuate a building, they make those kind of systems, EN54 certified. And so they make these distributed audio systems, then they make these super high-end, have to be, you know, they're 24/7, 365, required to be working all the time systems. But they do a really good job on both, and they're very creative. And what's interesting is they're here trying to find dealers and distributors. They're kind of one of those companies that you can discover.
And an obvious sense of style.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're Italian, right? Yep. I mean, they probably have it in their heritage. Okay. A lot of Italian manufacturers have that style that other people don't have. So I want you to check them out at tutondo.com, and if you're interested in becoming a dealer, they're looking for dealers all over the world. And listen, this was the end of our first day, our first half-day podcast, second day of the show. Joel, I want to ask you to come back this afternoon again with me and do the same thing. Pick one product that you think people should check out from the show.
You got it. I already know what it is, but if I see a better one between now and then, it'll take over.
This is Gary Kay. You can listen to my day two ISE, half of the day through, the halfway through the second day of the show here in Amsterdam, Rants and Raves.
Gary, thanks, and we'll talk to you soon, folks.